This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Metropolitan Police said on Saturday the murder of British lawmaker David Ames on Friday has been declared a terrorist incident. Ames is a 69-year-old from Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party. He was attacked at about midday in a Methodist church east of London. A 25-year-old man was arrested at the scene on suspicion of murder, and detectives had said specialist counterterrorism officers were leading the initial investigation. Politicians described the attack as assault on democracy. Police gave no details about a possible motive for the killing, the second fatal attack on a British lawmaker in the last 5 years, which has prompted questions about the safety of politicians. Broadcaster Sky News said the arrested man was understood to be a British national of Somali heritage. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said late on Friday that it will accept mixed-dose coronavirus vaccines from international travelers, a boost to travelers from Canada and other places. The CDC said last week it would accept any vaccine authorized for use by U.S. regulators or the World Health Organization. A spokeswoman said, quote, while CDC has not recommended mixing types of vaccine in a primary series, we recognize that this is increasingly common in other countries, so should be accepted for the interpretation of vaccine records. The White House said earlier Friday the new vaccine requirements for foreign nationals traveling to the United States will begin November 8th for visitors crossing at land borders as well as international air travelers. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Chinese spacecraft carrying three astronauts on Saturday docked at its space station, kicking off a record-setting six-month stay as the country moves towards completing the new orbiting outpost. The spacecraft was launched earlier Saturday and docked approximately 6.5 hours later. Two men and one woman are the second crew to move into the space station, which was launched last April. The first crew stayed 3 months. China's military-run space program plans to send multiple crews to the station over the next 2 years to make it fully functional. Current U.S. President Joe Biden said former U.S. President Bill Clinton was doing fine in a California hospital on Friday after being admitted with non-coronavirus infection earlier this week. Clinton, who is 75 and left office in 2001, entered the University of California Irvine Medical Center on Tuesday evening for the infection, according to his spokesman. His doctors say he went to the hospital after suffering from fatigue and has received both IV antibiotics and fluids. It's not immediately clear when Clinton will be released from the hospital. Biden, who spoke with Clinton on Friday, said the former president will likely go home soon. Sudan's premier warned Friday his country was facing the worst crisis of its transition to civilian rule following the ouster of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir more than 2 years ago. The remarks by Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok came as Sudan reels from deep divisions among the civilian and military political factions that have been leading its transition under an August 2019 power-sharing deal. Splits in recent months have particularly marred the umbrella civilian alliance, which spearheaded protests that led to Bashir's ouster in April that year. Fractures have also reportedly deepened between civilians and the military, especially following a thwarted coup attempt September 21st the government blamed on military officers and civilians linked to Bashir's regime. And Central African Republic's president declared a ceasefire on Friday in the government's long-running conflict with rebels, saying all but two of the main armed groups had agreed to put down their weapons. The country's been plunged into bloody civil war since a coup in 2013, and while violence has decreased over the past 3 years, armed groups still controlled large swaths of the country. The Central African government and the arms groups have previously attempted several ceasefires and even peace accords, but none have stuck. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.